101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna, we're 100% Hobart with added Matt Newell and added Matt Bug today. Local Lindisfarne athlete just returned from the Rio Paralympics. Now, we were having a chat earlier with you about the Olympics, but you've done two Sydney to Hobarts, and Mick and I have been talking about, you know,
next year we want to be on a boat.
We want to get on a boat next year and do it.
So how was it?
It was a long time ago for me now, but the memory sort of lives in my mind. You know, I think about it a lot.
Is it really scary?
Yeah, I mean, at that age, I was quite, you know, I was quite scared by it all.
Yeah.
You tend to hear a lot of the bad stories and don't tend to hear a lot of the good stories about it.
Yeah.
But it's great, you know. It's you're just sailing from Sydney to Hobart. It's
Do you ever sleep?
Yeah, you get to sleep.
Yeah?
Yeah, you don't get as much sleep as you would like.
Yeah, because I remember it must have been in the last few years when it was a really, really rough Sydney to Hobart. And I can imagine when it's, you know, you'd be constantly moving.
Yeah.
Keeping the boat upright, you know,
it'd be a tough few days. Yeah, you're also pretty tired.
Yeah,
because you're working pretty hard, and you know, if you get a bit sick, that can wear you out. You know, you're constantly cold and wet, so it's always nice to get in your sleeping bag and warm up. And
yeah, it's. I mean, I've only done it with motorboats. Like we've motored to King Island and stuff, and you'll motor for two full days. You know.
Yeah.
And if the weather's bad, you don't sleep at all. Well, you can't sleep. It's interrupted sleep constantly.
Yeah.
And it'd be the same.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's very tiring.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be. Yeah. So when you do get your head down, it's really nice.
But I bet that adrenaline rush when you're coming in at the end of the race, like, must be, you know, something quite special.
Unfortunately, I've sailed in two Sydney Hobart races, but I haven't finished any. We lost the mast of the boat both times.
Oh, no.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah,
oh,
so
mate.
Both times we motored into Constitution Dock on New Year's Eve.
It'd still be nice to get in there.
It is, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even more so, I think, when you've spent, you know, 3 days motoring instead of sailing.
Yeah, with everyone way off in the distance.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, absolutely. Matt, you're actually speaking at the Mosaic Masquerade Ball on Saturday night.
I am, yep.
Now,
yep.
This is a great cause. It's helping families with disabilities and people with disabilities.
Yep.
How do you feel about public speaking nowadays?
Oh, I've done quite a bit of it now, so I think I'm getting better and better at it. I really enjoy, you know, the opportunity to get up in front of people and have a chat, and especially to talk at a, you know, at a,
great
an event
cause.
Like this.
Great cause.
Absolutely.
Oh, so good on you, Matt.
I'm looking forward to it, and it should be a good night.
Great
it
stuff.
Will indeed. And I assume there's still a few tickets available. It is at Rest Point, so jump on their website for any of the details.
Yeah.
Matt Bug, pleasure to meet you. You're awesome.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks a lot for coming in.
Good on you, mate.